Chapter 2. The Virgin Birth. 1. Mother Universe. The world-generating spirit of the Father passes into the manifold of earthly experience through a transforming medium, the Mother of the World. She is a personification of the primal element named in the second verse of Genesis, where we read that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In the Hindu myth, she is the female figure through whom the Self begot all creatures. More abstractly understood, she is the world-bounding frame, space, time, and causality, the shell of the cosmic egg. More abstractly still, she is the lure that moved the self-brooding absolute to the act of creation. In mythologies emphasizing the maternal rather than the paternal aspect of the Creator, this original female fills the world stage in the beginning, playing the roles that are elsewhere assigned to males. And she is virgin because her spouse is the invisible unknown. A strange representation of this figure is to be found in the mythology of the Finns. In Runo 1 of the Kalevala, it is told how the virgin daughter of the air descended from the sky mansions into the primeval sea, and there, for centuries, floated on the everlasting waters.
Then a storm arose in fury, from the east a mighty tempest, and the sea was wildly foaming, and the waves dashed ever higher. Thus the tempest rocked the virgin, and the billows drove the maiden o'er the ocean's azure surface, on the crest of foaming billows, till the wind that blew around her and the sea woke life within her.
For 7 centuries, the water mother floated with the child in her womb, unable to give it birth. She prayed to Ukko, the highest god, and he sent a teal to build its nest on her knee. The teal's eggs fell from the knee and broke. The fragments formed the earth, sky, sun, moon, and clouds. Then the water mother, floating still, herself began the work of the world shaper.
When the 9th year had passed over, and the summer 10th was passing, from the sea her head she lifted, and her forehead she uplifted, and she then began creation, and she brought the world to order, on the open ocean surface, on the far extending waters. Wheresoe'er her hand she pointed, there she formed the jutting headlands. Wheresoe'er her feet she rested, there she formed the caves for fishes. When she dived beneath the water, there she formed the depths of ocean. When towards the land she turned her, there the level shores extended. Where her feet to land extended, spots were formed for salmon netting. Where her head the land touched lightly, there the curving bays extended. Further from the land she floated, and abode in open water, and created rocks in ocean, and the reefs that eyes behold not, where the ships are often shattered, and the sailors' lives are ended.
But the babe remained in her body, growing towards a sentimental middle age.
Still unborn was Wainamoinen, still unborn the hard immortal. Wainamoinen, old and steadfast, rested in his mother's body for the space of 30 summers and the sum of 30 winters, ever on the placid waters and upon the foaming billows. So he pondered and reflected how he could continue living in a resting place so gloomy, in a dwelling far too narrow, where he could not see the moonlight, neither could behold the sunlight. Then he spake the words which follow, and expressed his thoughts in this wise: aid me, moon, and sun release me, and the great bear lend his counsel, through the portal that I know not, through the unaccustomed passage, from the little nest that holds me, from a dwelling place so narrow, to the land conduct the roamer, to the open air conduct me, to behold the moon in heaven and the splendor of the sunlight. See the great bare stars above me and the shining stars in heaven. When the moon no freedom gave him, Neither did the son release him. Then he wearied of existence, and his life became a burden. Thereupon he moved the portal with his finger, fourth in number, opened quick the bony gateway, with the toes upon his left foot, with his knees beyond the gateway. Headlong in the water falling, with his hands the waves repelling, thus the man remained in ocean, and the hero on the billows.
Before Vainamoinen, hero already in his birth, could make his way ashore, the ordeal of a second mother womb remained to him, that of the elemental cosmic ocean. Unprotected now, he had to undergo the initiation of nature's fundamentally inhuman forces. On the level of water and wind, he had to experience again what he already so well knew.
In the sea, 5 years he sojourned, waited 5 years, waited 6 years, 7 years also, even 8 years, on the surface of the ocean, by a nameless promontory, near a barren, treeless country. On the land his knees he planted, and upon his arms he rested, rose that he might view the moonbeams, and enjoy the pleasant sunlight, see the great bear's stars above him, and the shining stars in heaven. Thus was ancient Vainamoinen, he, the ever-famous minstrel, born of the divine creatrix, born of Ilmatar, his mother.